Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Today we celebrate Christ the King, as we do every year on the Sunday before Advent begins. We celebrate that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Some have said that this image may not be appropriate in a country that we don't have a king. We are, after all, democracy. We pride ourselves in a government by the people and for the people. And in the foundations of this country, patriots rebelled against a king. However, maybe that makes the image of Christ the King even more powerful. Maybe we can understand better about what kind of king Christ really is. Except in a constitutional monarchy like present-day England, earthly kings impose their power on their subjects and citizens, and that is not the kind of king that Jesus is. Our God reigns. You may remember from the Hebrew scriptures that the people of Israel did not originally have kings. They were a tribal culture, hence the 12 tribes of Israel from the sons of Jacob. However, after slavery in Egypt, they were led by Moses, and then Joshua, and then a series of what the Bible calls judges, Deborah, Gideon, and Samson among them. But the Israelites said they wanted a king. The last of the judges, the prophet Samuel, did not think they really knew what they were asking. And God, speaking through Samuel, tries to talk them out of it. To quote the scriptures, "So Samuel reported all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, 'These will be the ways of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them to his chariots and to be his horsemen and to run before his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive orchards and give them to his courtiers. And in that day, you will cry out because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves. But the Lord will not answer you on that day.' But the people refused to listen to the voice of Samuel. They said, 'No, we are determined to have a king over us so that we also may be like other nations.'" End of quote. The Lord gave in to the demand of the people and called Saul to be the first king. And then followed by, of course, David, the messianic king, then Solomon, and then a whole series of kings over a divided kingdom, both north and south. None of them, not even David and Solomon, lived up to the ideal of a ruler totally faithful to God. They were corrupted by the temptations of their power. And that is not the kind of king that Christ is. Our God reigns. So we come to our gospel today, where Jesus discusses with Pilate his kingship. You probably know that many Israelites still wanted a warrior king who would lead them to victory over their Roman oppressors. But as Jesus himself says, he is not that kind of king. Pilate asks, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answers, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" This exchange comes from some of the Jewish leaders going to Pilate and telling him that Jesus was not only a problem for the Jews, but a threat to the Emperor Caesar. Pilate admits that Jewish leaders have turned Jesus over to him, and Jesus does not deny that he is a king. Rather, he says, "My kingdom is not from this world." My kingdom is not from this world. Notice that preposition, from. That's an important preposition. It indicates that the source of his kingship is not from the material political world. It comes from a much greater source. Although that kingdom originates from beyond this world, his rule encompasses all things in heaven and on earth. Our God reigns. Let's go back to a minute to our readings from Daniel and Revelation. Now, these are apocalyptic readings. In other words, they refer to the end times, the ultimate destiny of our world. And of course, no one really knows the exact nature of that apocalypse, but these are visions, visions of what that end might be like. They both envision a being who comes with the clouds, a clear reference to the Messiah, coming to the Ancient One, as it says in Daniel, of course a reference to God, who sits upon a throne. The one who, to quote Revelation, rules the kings of the earth, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who was and who is to come, the Almighty. And again in Daniel, his dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. Naturally, this apocalyptic literature was to give people hope in sometimes hopeless situations, seemingly hopeless situations, but our God reigns. Now, how does this apply to the present day, to our current situation? I don't know about you, but I am concerned about a number of issues and problems in our world today. Of course, there is the pandemic, and even though things are a lot better now than a year ago, COVID seems to keep rearing its ugly head again and again, and particularly in Europe and other places around the country. Then there is a deep political divide in our country, where there is a lot of anger, and people on different sides don't even seem to be able to talk to one another. There are international tensions, for example, China flexing its muscles toward Taiwan, or Russia amassing troops on the border with Ukraine, to say nothing of Afghanistan and a possible resurgence of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And then there is the number of refugees in many places in the world, and it just seems to be of epidemic proportions. And of course, there is the whole issue of climate change, where we see extreme weather events again and again. But our God reigns. So we need the message of today's scriptures as much as the people of biblical times. We need to know that God is ultimately in control and all things are in God's hands. Christ is king, not like an earthly despot who derives power from the world, from military victory or political influence. Rather, Christ is king whose power comes from love and sacrifice. Jesus spends an incredible amount of time in the Gospels talking about the kingdom of God and comparing it to earthly values, the values of this world. Jesus knows that Pilate can only think of a king in terms of Caesar and the Roman rule, so he will not fall into the trap of comparing himself to an earthly king. Christ is king over all creation, and the kingdom of God encompasses all things in heaven and on earth. God knows about all the issues of the world that confront us today. We need have no fear, because our God is ultimately in control. God will restore his creation to what it was when he first created it and saw that it was very good, quoting Genesis. In Christ, there is a peace which passes all understanding, for he knows his own power and sees that his purposes will not miscarry. We can sleep peacefully at night because our God reigns. The kingdoms of this world are dominated by fear, corruption, and repression. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of truth, grace, and love, and joy. And we can actually see glimpses of this kingdom here and now. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had to fly to California to help my sister get into a new assisted living because she had gone down considerably because her husband had died of COVID and she was left adrift. I was dreading the plane flights to California because I had heard about all the problems on planes, the people misbehaving, the people even attacking flight attendants. So I was dreading being in the crowds. And there were a lot of crowds in the airport and on the planes. However, I experienced just the opposite. I went to a crowded waiting area, and of course all the seats were taken, and a young lady got up and said, "Would you like to sit down?" Well, I was somewhat honored, but a little taken aback, thinking about how decrepit I might look. But I refused the offer, but I was genuinely touched by her graciousness. And then on getting on the plane, I was impressed with how many people were trying to help each other, trying to help put luggage in the bins and helping the flight attendants. So I experienced just a little bit, little flash, a little glimpse of God's kingdom. I was genuinely impressed with what I experienced in people trying to help each other. Our God reigns. I challenge you to look for glimpses of God's kingdom around you. And even more, to create those glimpses of God's kingdom. I've already seen these glimpses many times at St. John's. A great example is the Kairos Prison Ministry, and we had a weekend just last weekend, which reaches those who seemingly have no hope with a new hope of God's kingdom. I could name so many ministries of St. John's that shows forth glimpses of Christ's kingdom, from St. John's School to Faith Cafe. These are well-organized ministries. But you can do something small, maybe not so big, by giving a fellow parishioner a kind word, or a smile to somebody whom you pass on the street. Our God reigns. Obviously, I can't ignore the big news for this parish. The calling of a new rector announced yesterday. The Reverend Christopher Wood from Sarasota will lead St. John's into the future. And we can hardly ignore the fact that Father Chris served under Father Fred, our interim rector, for more than a dozen years. And maybe, just maybe, learned a thing or two from him. I hope and anticipate that St. John's will see and create many glimpses of God's kingdom under Father Chris's leadership. So much so that people will be drawn to this parish because they see the glimpses and promise of Christ's kingdom here. This is an exciting time for St. John's, and as we approach Thanksgiving, we have much to be thankful for. Our God reigns. So Christ the King, we can put our trust not in earthly things, not in earthly rulers, which will all pass away, but in the heavenly King, the Alpha and the Omega, who was and is to come. Christ's kingdom is not from this world. We do not fear the issues that arise in our world because we know that all things are in God's hands. And we participate with God in finding and creating glimpses of his kingdom. We look with hope and anticipation to the future. And we affirm and proclaim with millions who have gone before and who have yet to come, our God reigns. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.